It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples.
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
BS.
Oh, man. Let's get into it. This is what I hope you guys have been hanging around waiting for. The Timberwolves defeated the Los Angeles Lakers on Sunday, 116-113, in glorious fashion, positioning Anthony Edwards as one of the true superstars of the league. Can the Timberwolves make a run to the NBA Finals this postseason? And on the flip side, the Lakers, man, what is the biggest issue holding the Lakers back in this series? And I got to say this. I'm glad you put this on here. This past Sunday, and I put this in the chat, J.J. Redick's decision to play only his starters for the entire second half hadn't been seen since the start of the play-by-play era around 1997 and 1998, and it also resulted in a loss. Magic Johnson even had this to say: I don't know if it was smart to play LeBron and Luka the entire second half after only having one day of rest between game 3 to game 4. When we needed LeBron to take over in the fourth quarter, he couldn't. He scored 0 points in the fourth quarter. Not only that, he had a very, very crucial turnover. And then he took a hero shot as well. So, what say you guys? Spike, what you thinking? Besides.
Oh, you thinking about Wednesday.
I will get out the way quickly. Redick. All of the criticism that he's received from playing the five guys for the majority of the quarter, all of the quarters, for it makes sense. Because everybody went into this like, oh, you're just a podcast dude. You're a LeBron fan. That's why you got this job. And for him to play them, and then we see how tired Luka was, how tired LeBron was, throughout the these four quarters, it's like, bro, you're not a good coach. And I don't know if that's going – I don't know if that's, that goes to, like, for him being a coach down the line, but right now you're not a good coach, and you're the reason that we lost this game.
Shelton?
I was gonna say, I want to hear what FIFO got to say, kid. This is I'm gonna save my comments after FIFO go, but go ahead, show.
it's just proven that we overestimated what JJ brought to the table. And you know, we talk about in-game adjustments. It's, you know, regular season is one thing, but we all know that the playoffs is a totally different beast, and we're seeing that. He ain't exactly what we thought he was, as well as the fact that, like we talked about early, you know, and I put LeBron on watch early this year, and I understand, and I saw what somebody said this too, and I'm going to say this same point. They said, dang, you know, when LeBron plays well, it's like, man, I can't believe he's doing all this, and he's 40 years old. But when he plays bad, it's like, come on, man, he's 40. You know, it's kind of like you want to have it both ways, and I get it. I get why people are doing that, but at the same time, I put him on watch because I felt like this is closer to the LeBron that we are at now at this point than the one that was just dominating early. So go ahead.
Can I ask you one question, Sheldon? You mentioned one name, but you didn't mention another name. So you put this all on LeBron?
No. I was going to get to him too. I was going to get to Luka too. No. I wasn't done. Luka does not get a pass in this either. They brought Luka in at this point to basically take over and be the man and lead this team and galvanize it. At this point, Luka's not doing what I feel like Luka should be doing, which is you should be making sure that you're getting everybody involved and elevating the play of the ones around you. You did it in Dallas. You need to be doing it here, and he's not doing that either. So I think this is a three-headed monster. But, you know, we're going to talk about the others because they ain't doing what they're supposed to do either. But this three-headed monster
to do anything.
Right, right. This three-headed monster, they're all at fault. All three of them. You can look at JJ, you can look at LeBron, and you can look at Luka.
Oh, I thought you was talking about AR-15.
Oh, yeah. He'll
hey, he had some big shots in that fourth quarter, Nick.
What about that last shot game four?
I think he gave him the lead in the shot, though. And he's not supposed to be taking that shot, though.
Nick, he wasn't even expecting to get the ball. So when he got that ball, that was a hot potato coming.
Yeah, AR did his thing in that fourth quarter, bro. He had like a three. Yeah, he had a big-ass three.
That's the playoffs, though. You know what I'm saying? When you get your opportunities, you got to knock them down.
And he was, but that wasn't his spot to be in. We know
who that was Austin.
Did his job.
Everybody saying they all call that nigga Reeves.
is AR being one of the others? I just need him to show up at least two games. He's had moments, but he hasn't had an imprint on any one of these games. When we're slicing up the pie, to me, JJ and Luka get the biggest slices. LeBron is still one of the leaders on that team, so he gets it as well. However, I didn't know this. I just saw this stat today. He leads all players in the playoffs with individual defensive rating. So that's crazy to be at 40 and still, you know, having an impact on the game. That being said, JJ gets the biggest piece of the pie. When it comes to this series, we've seen him have great coaching stretches in the regular season, but the in-game adjustments is what separates the legends from the guys that just get to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? And right now it is his rookie season. I will shoot him a little bit of bail, but it don't look good. And here's the thing, in all honesty, the difference in this game, and I feel that the Lakers aren't getting the same type of calls that the Wolves are getting right now. But the difference is Ant Edwards. Ant Edwards is, like Bomani said, or I think it was Bomani or somebody I was listening to, and I 100% agree, he's the Dragon Slayer right now. He went and cut KD last year, talking all types of shit in his face. He's over here getting super physical with LeBron this year. You know what I'm saying? In all honesty, I know I picked the Lakers, but I want the Wolves to win. I want them to go play Golden State. I want them to go play Golden State so I can see Ant Edwards take down the old the three OGs. He took down KD last year. He's obviously dismantling the Lakers and LeBron this year. If he could do that to Golden State and Steph as well, bro, like outside of winning a championship, what else would be more prestigious for a budding young superstar to do what he's been doing? Now, here's the thing. The reason why I would like to see the Wolves just take the Lakers out is because even if the Lakers flip a switch and somehow miraculously make it out of this series, they're not going as far as I thought they were initially. You know what I'm saying? I was wrong. I could admit it. And I just don't see them doing I don't have analysis for them to do anything to get out of this series. Like, I have supreme confidence in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? I see the path. I don't see the path with the Lakers. Not with Ant Edwards playing the way he's playing.
Damn. It's funny seeing people talk about him being the Dragon Slayer and say, oh, he took down KD, and now he's going to take down LeBron, and we're going to see him take down Steph. And motherfuckers forget Luka on the fucking team, who just went to the finals. But we'll talk about Luka. You know, it's time coming.
It's just that Luka is not a legend in the game yet. Like, he's still right. Luka's a legend?
I agree with what you're saying. I agree with that statement. But I also remember vehemently arguing with you guys about Luka being the best player on that team.
No, well, so okay. Two things can be certain. I think Luka is the best player on that team. But to me, if his career ended right now, I don't know if he's based on some people that have gotten in there, he'll make the Hall of Fame. But to me, he hasn't like etched his name in stone just yet. Like, he's still writing in.
Doesn't he have a nickname as Luka Legend? Somebody called him that. Is that his nickname?
A lot of things. Luka Legend, Luka Lasagna.
Nick, do you think he's a legend right now?
I think we haven't properly had a good conversation about Luka.
And we haven't, but hold on to that.
I think that. So, like, for me, I'm waiting for this series to be over with as far as the Lakers and the Wolves for me to really truly have that conversation. But Ken, were you finished with your points?
Well, you know, and I'll try to be as brief as possible. This was a coaching loss 100% through and through. This is J.J. Redick, who I think has done a fairly good job, you know, but up to this point. But you cannot make this sort of decision to play your players the whole second half and you have a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Gabe Vincent is in a – you have to have show that you have confidence in those guys. You have LeBron and Luka who can find those guys for passes that can set them up to hit shots. You got Dalton Connect who can shoot a three. You got Gabe Vincent who can shoot a three. I think they need to play Jackson Hayes. This is the thing that got Darvin Ham fired. Rotations. This is him showing bad rotations in the playoffs. The issue with Darvin Ham is he showed it throughout the whole season. J.J. Redick is exposing his ability to coach in the playoffs this year. And if he has those same issues, then he's going to be up out of there. His rotations have been better, but now the pressure is on, and he got desperate to win a game, and he tried to get cute. There's no need to do that because you need LeBron and Luka to have energy. Look, Magic already said it made no sense for him to do that. You got to try to get your players some rest. And if J.J. Redick was on that podcast with LeBron, or on the first take with Stephen A. Smith, J.J. Redick would be saying the same fucking shit about himself. So why the fuck did he even do it? It didn't make any fucking sense. So yeah, he deserves all of the blame for what happened in that game. But I'm not going to leave. I already talked about LeBron's turnover, which was horrible, and that 26-foot three-pointer that he shot with under a minute left in the game that made no sense up to after I think A.R. Reeves gave him the lead. I also remember Luka taking that same three-pointer, a 25-footer that he missed. And I also remember Luka fouling Anthony Edwards on a three-point shot as well, and Anthony Edwards hit all three when they had like a five-point lead or something like that. So Luka made his mistakes too. They should not be losing this series. I'm sorry. Not with Luka and LeBron, because they got Luka. They got Luka. They going to the finals. Luka just went to the finals, bro. They got Luka. Yeah. They got Luka, man. Oh my God, Nico traded away for Luka. What the fuck difference Luka making on this team now? Mm-hmm. You know. So that's my thing, man. I think that it's a long way to go, but it's not looking good. Salute to Ant Edwards, though. I mean, sometimes, hey man, he might be ready. This might be it. Sometimes you don't see it until it happens. Like when Jordan took down Isaiah, when Magic got old, you know what I'm saying? And this might be the thing. So it might be Ant Edwards' time, bro.
You might be right, Ken, because he's really locked in. Like, he don't even want to raise no baby. He would focus on this.
He don't want no distractions, man.
My thing is, Ken, one of the things that I truly like about myself is that I'm willing to live and die on my takes. I don't know what the fuck FIFO just said right now. I'm still processing that because he's starting off the series talking about some, hey, Lakers going far. JJ is, watch out for JJ to talk about some, I hope the Wolves win. What? What are you talking about? What are you saying?
Put him out of their misery, man.
I've been calling out JJ since he got hired, Kev. Yep. I said, I was like, bro, I don't trust him. And motherfuckers was like, look what he's doing. He got the best defense in this part of the season. He been doing this. FIFO talked about rotations. He said he figured out the rotations.
Man.
What JJ did was one of the most disrespectful things, I think, in NBA history. He said, fuck a bench. He said, you niggas don't deserve to get on the court, period. that is the most if I was you could argue that going into, like, he basically said the series was over already by doing that. Because how can you as a team go into the next game and say, my coach has confidence in me to do my job?
Yeah.
How can you say that? When he said that there's 5 to 6 to whatever other players left on that bench can help us win. When he didn't even put you in, he was willing to let a 40-year-old man with over 20,000 minutes continue to put miles on his body. He let a fat motherfucker. He let that fat motherfucker hobble around, thinking he was gonna get in shape by the fourth quarter. This, to me, this is why I said let's just wait to see. I called him out, Ken. On we said, what was it? We need to talk or on watch one of them. Mm-hmm. I said let's see what he does, because he's the reason why they were either get far or not, because we already know what LeBron and Luka can do in the playoffs. But we also know that coaching, we also know that teams live and die by their head coach. This is why people say the Knicks, for as talented as they are, Thibodeau may be what holds them back. You know what I'm saying? So when you see something that's never happened in NBA history and it's not a positive thing, that speaks volumes. And I don't want this to be all about the Lakers team, because I'm the only one that picked the T-Wolves to win in six. Yeah. And I was the main one that said, y'all got Ant fucked up. Because this dude, we're looking at it in a series, like people, like we talked about it, like Luka, as far as that, like I think Ant is better than Luka, if you ask me personally. And he's proven that in this series.
Me too.
Because he can legit do it on both ends as far as offense and defense. That's no question. And he can match you score for score. Luka dropped 38 last game, and Ant had over 40. He basically erased everything, and Luka only had, what, one rebound and two assists? He's supposed to be the white Magic Johnson. And now he's with the Lakers. He's even more and more supposed to be the white Magic Johnson. And he ain't done shit on that side of the ball. And that's my main criticism, the criticism that I've had that we've called out in the show. I was like, the Lakers don't have enough size. The Lakers don't have a good bench. The Lakers don't have a good coach. It all got on display in game four. And again, I'm not saying I'm still giving. I said the Lakers will lose in six because I said LeBron is worth two games. He got one. I'm giving him one more game, Ken. It's going back to home to LA. LeBron has to win that game.
Yeah.
For his legacy. He can't get gentlemen sweeped at home. That'll be nuts. But yeah, I had never seen that before where you say fuck the bench.
Yeah, that was insane. And the thing about it is that this is the last thing I'll say, and then we'll go to worst of the week with Spike. Is that one thing I've been seeing people say is that with Luka, you can alternate them too because of how they play and they get everybody involved. And I've seen people say that they play better when LeBron is off the court. So why not rest LeBron and just play Luka? It made no sense what he was doing.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
I don't know, man. So anyway, it's not over yet.
Kind of like Golden State, you got to have one of them on the floor. You got to have Jimmy or you got to have Steph. Same thing with Luka and LeBron. One of them should be on the floor at all times, but they should both get their rest. Exactly. In fourth quarter, play the full fourth quarter.